Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
Oh, I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 35?
65.
Okay, thank you. You said 65?
Correct.
Thank you. Alrighty. Generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction or have they gone off the wrong track?
Oh, I think they're pretty in the right direction.
Okay. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage and Ballot Reads. Shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for this acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage would raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes.
Yes, in favor. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would vote yes in favor.
Would that be definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
I appreciate it. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor for this proposal or no against this proposal? The options are definitely.
Yes,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yes, I would definitely vote for it.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote yes.
Definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Definitely vote yes.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal raised about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost an average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'll go ahead and read to you four statements. Please tell me which statement comes closer to your opinion. Statement one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Statement two, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Statement three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Statement four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails.
Statement three.
In statement three, I am fine with this proposal. Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'll go ahead and read to you some options. Please tell me which one of this should your elected officials focus the most. Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Improving local roads and day infrastructure. Protecting water quality and water supply. Reducing traffic and congestion. Making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, controlling growth and development, improving public education in local schools.
That's a multiple choice question.
I can't understand that if there are like more than one option or more than one issue for you, but which one of these should be the one that your local elected should focus the most? If you had to number them, which one would be number one?
I guess affordable housing.
Affordable housing, thank you. Making housing more affordable. I appreciate it. You will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I guess somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you. Your city of township government. Would that be favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat favorable?
I guess very. I don't have an issue.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County government?
I think somewhat favorable.
I appreciate it. Do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast? Too slowly or about right?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Okay, thank you. There is not right or wrong question. This is just based on your perception. So I thank you for that. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Definitely trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust.
I guess probably trust.
Probably trust, okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. So we'll go ahead and read to you some statements. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove. First one I have is to promote local economic development. Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I guess strongly approve.
Okay. To maintain existing trails?
Strongly approve.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Probably approve.
Somewhat approve?
Yes, somewhat approve.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Yeah, definitely approve.
I strongly approve, okay?
Strongly approve, yes.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options? This will be to increase non-motorized transportation options, anything that is non-motorized. The options are strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Yes, yeah, strongly approve.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness?
I strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities?
Strongly approve.
Okay. To plan and construct new trails?
Yes, strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Yes, strongly approve.
I appreciate it. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Option A, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County. Or option two, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
So which option would I prefer more?
Yes, that is correct.
I guess option two.
Ensuring the current trails network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained? Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate that as well. Alrighty, there will be full public disclosure of project spending. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support this proposal?
To support it, much more likely.
Okay. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
Okay. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
Okay. A citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensure the funds are administered for their intended purpose.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and to plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will not make any difference, you can also indicate that as well. First, statement says, trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small business, and create more jobs. Is that convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Would that be a very convincing statement to vote in favor or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat convincing, I guess.
Okay. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have healthier life.
Much more convincing.
Would that be very convincing?
Yeah, very convincing. Yeah.
Thank you. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Just somewhat convincing? Is that one?
Okay. Yeah, of course. Somewhat convincing, okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
The very convincing or whatever that one was.
Okay, the very convincing one, thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Will that be very convincing?
I guess very convincing.
Okay. Thank you. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Park Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county.
Very convincing, I guess.
Thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Before moving on, I'd like to thank you so much for helping me out with this survey. All your responses are very valuable, and we are heading to the end of the survey. Moving on. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now you will be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will not make difference, you can also indicate that as well. The first statement says, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Is that very convincing, or what convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing statement?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes.
Not too convincing.
Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
Not too convincing.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising homeowner prices, and a skyrocketing cost, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
Not convincing.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not too convincing.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. I will just end up getting wasted on their pet project.
Not convincing.
Would that be not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you so much. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd definitely be voting yes.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is? How would you complete that statement if you have any hesitation?
I can't think of a hesitation.
Okay. Okay. You are, agree totally to this proposal.
I do.
Should I include that on as part of your answer?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So what I'm leaving on the notes is I can't think of any hesitation, and I agree totally to this proposal. Is that right?
Yep, that sounds good.
Okay. All righty. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This is a very short proposal. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously improved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of the streets, roads, highways, and bridges within the Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied is full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I'd vote yes.
Okay, would that be definitely voting yes or probably vote yes in favor?
Definitely voting yes.
Thank you. And I am going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or for whom did you vote?
Biden.
Biden, okay. With which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat. Democrat.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I guess probably liberal.
Okay, would that be very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Pretty somewhat liberal.
Somewhat, okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
have an associate degree.
All right. Okay, so you said, all right, would that be college graduate with associate of 2 years degree or college graduate
Correct.
With a bachelor? Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
I rent.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
I have no children.
Okay. What is your main racial background? Asian American, yes. Hispanic American? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
White.
White Caucasian, thank you. All right, these were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.